Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Robbins in the back. First down and 10. And McCall here, Pruny with the block, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown run. Brian Robinson, first as a 49er.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Harlan on the call. Brian Robinson gets his first touchdown.
Man, I would have lost. I wouldn't have had it to week 9.
San Francisco 49ers, they win 34-24 over the New York Giants. And, we're talking about Mac Jones's performance yesterday. He was very efficient. And, you were saying, what's going on with Purdy, Jones? Who's going to quarterback? What do you think about this? This is George Kittle after the game yesterday about Mac Jones.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure he's had the confidence. I think he's just, opened up to the boys because we're a very supportive team. We're a very inclusive team. We like to do things together. We like to hang out. Mac is an honorary tight end. He just has that juice to him. He has that energy, that kind of free-flowing love. So Mac fits in perfectly with our locker room. And then all he's done is, what's his record as a starter? 5-2? Yeah, pretty good. I just want Mac to keep being Mac, and he's helping our team out tremendously. If he feels like he gets to be himself more with us, that makes me extremely happy because, that's what my goal is. I don't want guys to feel like they have to fit a certain mold. Our mold is high energy, high effort, play as hard as you possibly can and hit people really hard. And if Matt can just be himself out there, that's fantastic for us because when people are just allowed to be themselves, I think that's when they are at their best.
All right, that was George Kittle. Next question should have been, so he's better than Brock, right?
He was giving his boy love.
Yeah, he was. Is Brock Purdy an honorary tight end? I think not.
Well, Kittle, 4 for 32 yesterday, Stoney.
And Christian McCaffrey, 28 for 100 plus.
He's good. Well, I was rushing the ball.
Exactly, and that's Kittle.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Two out of three games where the running game has been, man, I'll give that to you.
This is George Kittle on spreading the ball around.
Mac's doing a great job about seeing the field, and it's what's when 8 guys catch the ball, that means that Coach Shanahan has trust and belief into 8 guys and multiple guys on our offense, which is good. It's better when we spread the ball around and not just force feeding 1 or 2 guys. Like Christian's going to get his, his reps or, his touches. But when you can give the ball to other guys and they're continually making plays and guys are selfless about it, no one's complaining I only got 2 targets a day. But hey, if you catch those 2 targets, you're moving on. That's a great way to have a healthy offense and a way to, score, what do we have today, 34? Love it. Love 34 points.
I mean, because he caught himself, and McCaffrey's his dog, but Sonny, this offense is McCaffrey, you know? And you saw that last year without him, where he only gave you four games, and how, you know, bad and terrible that season was and dysfunctional the offense was. But I see him finessing and playing. He's saying the right stuff, and you got to have – you know, that's why we don't know what was behind Jennings being upset. Was it targets, lack of targets, but what have you. Jennings looked healthy. McCaffrey's your guy, Stoney. And right now, you said it, it's not just on the ground. It's in the receiving game. But, you know, what, six, seven other guys caught balls, but they're not going to just force feed one guy. But I would tell George, well, you got to do, because 23 special.
Yeah, I mean, clearly McCaffrey's going to touch the ball 25 times a game.
Man.
And it's the other guys that Kyle wants to vary, I think. And that's what he did yesterday. There were a lot of guys catching the ball, no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners beat the Giants 34-24. Yeah. They won handily yesterday. And now they play the Rams. Brock Purdy has missed the last five games. What do you want Kyle Shanahan to do? What do you think he'll do? What should he do? Are the questions that we're probably going to be facing this week. And
do you make anything of Brock traveling in regard to him getting better?
I don't.
Wow. I took that as he's close.
Well, he traveled last week in Houston, I believe. So he's traveled two straight weeks. I would think that the toe probably wouldn't be a reason to keep you from flying, but I could be wrong. But I don't know how close he is. I don't know how close Brock thinks he is. I don't know how close Shanahan thinks Brock is. But
don't you want to see what the offense looks like with Brock now? I do. And that's no shade at Mac, but I want to compare and contrast now, because you could say, goo, you got it. You know what it looks like. But we only got this year's version in Seattle and the debacle that was the Jacksonville game, because that wasn't Brock's best game. But there's nothing that has you like tingling to kind of see what it would look like.
That's
would it look different?
The problem. Let's just put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Echo.
Nobody's tingling. Talking about this team, saying when Mac Jones finally stops quarterbacking and Brock Purdy is healthy, we are going to go on a run. They're kind of on a run without him. And Evan,
that's fun.
I want to ask Evan something, and you, but
yeah, go ahead.
You got it? Is there any, if Brock's, do you have any hesitation about putting Brock back in against the Rams? Do the Rams factor in to your decision at all?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, I think the only thing that's factored into their decision this entire time has been the toe. So if the toe is 100%, then he's a go. The opponent shouldn't matter.
Right.
But what this is setting up for is Brock to come back, potentially fail, and everyone wonder why you went away from Mac.
True. And that's the conundrum.
Yeah, but for us and what we do, Kyle and the rest of the gang, they shouldn't give a damn what we say.
Of course not. I don't think Kyle does.
Yeah, but Evan's right. It's going to be holy hell in regard to what we do in fielding calls and Texas.
And that's why I don't think Purdy's playing Sunday. I really don't. I mean, this is where, like, I get it. You're playing at home.
Yeah.
And the Rams aren't, you know, the 85 Bears. But this is not going to be an easy game for the Niners. And if Brock Purdy,
even if they had Brock, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be easy. It wasn't easy last time. They scored 17 points in the first half and ended with 20, won the game. But damn, Steiny.
Here's the bottom line. What's the line right
now? 3.5 Rams.
3.5 Rams.
Yeah.
Do you think if Wednesday Kyle Shanahan says we're going with Brock Purdy, the line changes at all?
I got to believe that. I'm being real. That line would go to 1.5 Niners. I got to believe that. I got to put some respect on Brock's name.
I don't know.
I absolutely, man.
It wouldn't change the bet I'd make. In fact,
well, that's a different question
in
now.
In a crazy way, if the Niners are getting 3.5, in a crazy way, I'd feel more confident betting on the Niners with Jones than with Purdy, if only for, I don't know what Purdy is right now. Not sure. But if he's healthy, I guess he's got to play.
Yeah, and there's a part of this that Brock could think he's healthy, and that's enough. That's enough to get him on the field in the start. But what you don't want to see is what he can't control, man. And maybe that's why Kyle is preaching the Morris Day part of this, Donnie, the time. You know, give him more time to heal. But what if he comes back and he can't last but more than a quarter? Like, all that's on the table. Then at that point, I think it's max show for the rest of the way.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is Mac Jones talking about the confidence he has right now.
I'm pretty confident in myself. I think I've had my, you know, I'm not going to say issues, but I've been had my up and downs with that. And I really just stoned it down to just believing in myself and believing in Kyle and the system here. And the guys just let me be myself, which is kind of different than what I've had in the past. So I appreciate that. And it takes, you know, I say all 33, all 11 on offense, defense, and special teams. So really just thought we had a good team win. As always, we'll watch the tape and get better, but definitely feel comfortable and I'm not going to lose confidence in myself.
All right, that's Mac Jones.
Do you take go ahead, Stan.
No, I was just going to read a text.
Go ahead.
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Steiny, you're being a bit Pollyannish about the Rams game, which I respect from a game-by-game perspective, but big picture, this would be an NFC-altering win. There's no doubt. You're right.
Oh,
if the 49ers beat the Rams on Sunday, then they are in control of the division.
That's what I was saying an hour ago.
I just think it's asking a lot.
No, the ask is, there's no doubt, but they probably wouldn't want it any other way. But, I mean, man, and this would be the second time you beat the Rams and that would constitute a sweep? I mean, my goodness. And if I'm the Rams, I've been thinking about this James Brown game, the big payback, ever since we fumbled the ball and did everything wrong in that overtime loss, losing 26-23. But can you break down, Mac, what do you think he meant? Was that from a play-calling standpoint? I'm in a place to where they let me be myself.
I think he was talking about kind of what Kittle said.
Yeah, which I'm trying to get a breakdown on.
Well, I think some reporter probably went to Mac Jones and said, you know, Kittle says that, you know, you're really being yourself and they love who you are and this and that. And then that's kind of how he answered the question.
I couldn't imagine being in any type of group, sporting team or whatever, Stoney, part of anything. And you got to conform or be something you're not or act different. That can't be fun at all.
Well, unless you're in head case, then I'd want you to act different. Like, I bet Pat Riley wanted Jimmy Butler to act a little different.
But then that causes a clash. That's not fun for
bottom
the person.
Line is you can't be a head case. You got to fit in. They just mean the good aspects of your personality that they're willing to live with. But I don't think, you know, I just think they love Mac Jones's personality. And that's why he feels at home with this team, I guess, right now. Let's go to Depeche. Hey, Depeche, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, doing well. Good morning. Always enjoy your conversation.
Hey,
I just want to lean in on some commentary about Mac Jones versus Brock Purdy, Rams game, should he start or not? I think Brock Purdy, if he is healthy, should start the game, irrespective of whether we win the game or lose the game. Obviously, I want us to win the game. But even if we lose the game, he is our quarterback, and we need to go forward with it. And this concept of he hasn't played 5 games or 6 games, he may be rusty. By that logic, no quarterback should start the first game of the season because they haven't really played. So we play him, we win, great. We don't win, he's still our quarterback. I think we play the long game here. And, you know, I heard, I don't know, it was Steiny, it was you or Guru, one of you said, you know, if he plays, I want to compare the two. I don't want to compare the two. There's no comparison here. He's our quarterback. And compare implies we have doubt about the long play of Brock Purdy's career. I think Brock is our quarterback. Let's play with him. Win, lose, full support for him. And I'll take your comments on the other side. I think this rust conversation may be overplayed because every quarterback starts the first game of the season with no game behind them for that season. So, gentlemen, enjoy your conversation always. I'll take your comments on the other side.
Appreciate the call.
I think that's
one way to look at it. I almost think you could say play the long game, which is – Purdy's under contract, so the long game is you do what is only right for right here and right now, and Brock Purdy's a big boy. He can adjust. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was feeling Depeche what he was putting down, but where I would differ with him, Stani, is this is not opening, you know, week one where everybody's on the same page, rust or not, everybody has not played football. Brock Purdy, Depeche, has missed 5 straight games, and no matter when he comes back, and he may pass it with flying colors, the test of rust, Stani, but if he doesn't, that rust can be a pick six in the first quarter that could cost you the game. So, obviously he's going to play through it, but when you talk about right now, Brock Purdy not being behind the A ball of not being inactive, there's no way. The game has gone on. The games have kept coming, and Mac Jones has been playing, and Brock hasn't. You got to allow for rust or for, Brock Purdy, and maybe we don't even see it with the naked eye, but Stani, if you tell me, Brock starting this Sunday at 125 against the Rams, if I'm the Rams, I'm thinking, man, maybe it might take him a quarter or two to get that rust off.
How many quarterbacks would this not be even an issue for?
Now, when you say issue, rust or getting the job back?
Getting the job back.
Jalen Hurts.
How about Lamar?
Dak Prescott. Baker. But they don't have I guess I'm giving Mac Jones, because Mac is not your prototypical backup, Stani. This dude was a starter.
And maybe what we're finding out,
50 or 50 more under his belt, and took a team in his first year out of the draft to the playoffs.
Okay, that's ancient history. Okay. All right, that's ancient history. And that's just kind of the way I like Brock Purdy got paid. Okay, he got paid. He deserved everything he got till the moment he got paid.
Okay.
He got paid for the Super Bowl. He got paid for the season after that. He got paid for a couple good years.
Facts.
Congratulations. Now you're paid. We don't owe you anything right now. Mm. We owe you what your paycheck says we owe you. And that's the way I would look at it. Mm. And I'm sorry if Kyle Shanahan does not believe that Brock Purdy right now can play at a level that Mac Jones is playing at, he cannot play the guy.
I'm being honest, that's the way I would look at it. I got to give that to you, but I do feel like it will take Kyle being that stern, or maybe that's not, it won't even take that. It'll just be a conversation. But I feel what you're putting down. But, and again, no shocker, Sonny, you feel like right now with everything that's going on with the injury to the both quarterbacks, that Mac is the healthiest quarterback.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. And this is the out that Kyle, I think, has left himself.
We're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff. But, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. Regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least. And it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
Well, I'll tell you how you deal with it the least is you don't play him yet. That's how you deal with it.
And you can hide behind. You don't even got to hide. That's not cool. I said that. But the bottom line is you could finesse it to where there is a benefit, Stani, because Brock's getting more time to heal. Question is there enough time left in the season for him to be healed and serviceable? And every day that goes by, I'm starting to think not.
Let's go to Amp in Orinda.
Amp us up.
What's up, Amp? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, it's Hamp, but don't worry about it. Who cares? I'm just some guy.
Hamp!
I'm just some guy.
Nah, you're the man.
Hey, but listen up, man. First off, we got to figure out what the pest you're smoking on. I need some of that. What was his analogy? No quarterback should start the first game of the – what does that even mean? What are we going to do in week one then? All right, anyway, here's what you do. This is an absolutely massive game for us, all right? Like you guys said, we don't know what Brock is. We know what Mac is. He's shown himself as a guy who can lead a team to victory.
I think I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going, but I'm going to let you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you roll with Mac, and then we'll bring back Brock against the Cardinals the following week when we're facing Jacoby Brissett and that pathetic team. We beat the Rams this week. Man, we are in pole position in a stacked NFC West. It's all scenario planning in this business, gents, and we ain't taking that risk this weekend. So, hey, that's Hamp. I'm out, baby.
Yeah, Hamp. Don't be a stranger, Hamp. Yeah.
I got to defend my man, Depeche. There's only one Depeche, right? Depeche Mode. But Steiny, he was just saying every quarterback at the start of the season's rusty. That's what his point was. But I hear, what was it, Hemp?
Hemp. I thought Hemp was going to come in with, you go with Purdy Sunday against the Rams, and if he doesn't look good, yeah, just always go back to Mac.
Well, you can.
I mean, why
not? That's a reality. No, like, I got you.
That's where I thought he was going to go, and I was thinking, it's not the craziest. Like, that's the thing.
Would you do that?
Well,
this ain't high school. Like, if you go to a guy and he's healthy, you can't.
Evan, what if you get a first half of Jacksonville, though, and you already have Jacksonville in your mental Rolodex? Now it's like, okay, weeks later, we got to just pull the cord. Because we can't have four quarters of that Jacksonville, maybe two, but not four.
Well, then he shouldn't have been on the field in the first place. Like, the whole reason you're in this position is because you played him against Jacksonville when clearly he shouldn't have played.
So well, see, whose fault is again, that, Evan? Steiny? Was that, who, is that Matt's
I don't think
fault
it's fault.
Thinking he could play?
I give him credit. Give him credit for playing him. It led to Mac Jones. He's playing chess, Kyle. No, I...
But somehow they do win this game. That's another story. But damn.
I mean.
If you win the game, how do you go to Brock?
Well,
and. Sweep the Rams. No, 7-3.
No, I agree. But I also think, E, if Brock Purdy's. Let's say Brock Purdy's healthy. And it's one of those things where Kyle says, you know, when he's healthy, he's going to play. So he's healthy. He's playing against the Rams. They lose. He doesn't look great.
Oh, man.
All Kyle Shanahan's got to say is, you know what? The toe's not ready.
No, I got you.
Okay, so then you can go back to Mac Jones.
But even then, that would be the smart thing to do with the rust factor, all of it, and the big rat on the table is the fact that we yanked Mac out after he was, you know, 5-2.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say yanked him out because – that's where Kyle Shanahan can do anything he wants right now. And if he wants to start Purdy, he says, Brock's healthy, he's starting. If he likes Mac Jones right now, then he says, Brock's not fully there. And, like, he can do that for a while if he wants to, or he can put Brock back in when he thinks he's 100%, and if he isn't, then you make a decision after that particular game.
Yeah, this is Steiny. We've been together 8 years. I'm very uncomfortable. The TV just had your appearance on, KTVU. So while you were talking, I'm looking at you, and then there's another you up there on the – but you went away.
That's too many for you, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This from the Boxer and Gerst. Like, do you think – I don't want to put this.
You got somebody all hot and bothered, and then you went away from it. You were going to read it.
Yeah, but I hadn't screened it yet, so I didn't want to. Sometimes I get halfway through a text, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't.
Okay, I got you.
So that's what I was saying there. Christian McCaffrey on the 49ers start after the opening drive.
It was good. You know, I think coming out strong is always important to us, but I think when you look at the duration of a football game, you know, it's just important to keep emphasizing with our team just to stay emotionally sharp throughout the whole game, mentally sharp throughout the whole game, so that, you know, you can score 7 points early and then might not get another op till the fourth quarter. So it's all about just taking it one play at a time.
That was Christian McCaffrey coming off another big boy game, over 100 yards rushing, bunch of catches again, and the 49ers go to 6-3 with a 34-24 win over the New York Giants, and let the discussion begin this week about who's going to be the quarterback on Sunday against the LA Rams. I mean, the other thing is there's no hiding it or sugarcoating it. The 49ers they either have a decision to make this week or they'll probably have a decision to make pretty soon, and by they, I mean Kyle Shanahan.
So, we're three smart gentlemen. You, Evan, and I, and the listeners. How much of, because Americans love the path of least resistance, right? That's what I know and learn. So, how much of your thought on this, Donnie, the opponent? Obviously, Arizona is not good as the Rams, but like Evan said, if my number one quarterback's ready to go, I don't care if we're playing King Kong and Godzilla, he's going to be my starter. How much of this is about an easier foe?
Well, we can talk about the opponent, and because Evan doesn't believe that should be a big factor. I've got some thoughts on that. Also, on the other side, I'll bring you some news regarding the 49ers. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Super.
This is a 54-yard field goal try by Eddie Pinheiro. Career-long 59 at the Rams in October. And he has got the aim, and he's got it on a line drive.
I didn't think that
was a two-on-one. Yeah, right on was... this one.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Did you see that kick and how low it was? I'm like, how the hell did it make it? What's wrong?
They grow on trees.
Oh.
Kickers.
That's like, what happened?
What happened is, they used a new ball, though.
That's why they're going further.
Yeah, and how'd that ball work for Moody? Worked pretty good for Moody.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. I don't think we've ever seen a kicking exhibition through 8 games like we're witnessing with
Eddie
Pinheiro.
Get the myth out the way now. Like, you don't want it to be against the Rams or in the Aws and he's perfect and you're like, good Lord.
Like, they could be 4-5 without Pinheiro. No,
there you go. I mean, seriously. I got no problem with that.
The guy's been incredible.
And it's De Niro because he's money, Steiny.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Robert.
I got you. Mykel Williams, the 49ers were fearing the worst, and that's the news they received. He's got an ACL tear. So he's going to miss the rest of the season. Rookie Mykel Williams.
Steiny, what do you do? Is this – I mean, what can you do? We can't ignore it, though. Bosa, Warner.
You do realize the
now
team –
now a rookie
you do
from
realize
Georgia.
The team ignores it. That's the only way they can function.
Wow, man.
And maybe the fan base should, too. This is just who we are this year.
But for the first time in a long time, what was the stat floating around last week that since 2016, Kyle Shanahan's team, I believe it was the most games missed due to injury. But, I mean, you got to be kidding me that kid's out the rest of the year, man, this rookie campaign.
I mean, first year in the NFL, getting to be like a full college season. Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't.
And on that surface is, I guess, what just stings, too. NFL's got to get it together. Like, Steiny, truly no team, tell me what you think should be playing on turf at this juncture with all the technology and money this league is about.
This is George Kittle on the turf.
This was the last game I've ever not played in. So it was my first experience on the turf, really. I'll say I think it's significantly better than it was in 2020 because it's all packed down and people have been playing on it. My only issue with it is, like, when someone's field is like the butt of a joke throughout all of social media constantly, like on every NFL meme page, all that stuff, like everybody jokes about how bad it is. I feel like at that point, you know, someone should just take a look at it and, you know, let's not make it a, no NFL field should be the butt of a joke ever. I feel like all fields should be, have a level of safety to it. I just don't get like why there's not a standard for, hey, you got to pick between one or two turfs. There shouldn't be 12 different turfs and 12 different grass fields and then a couple guys have the same things. I just think that's weird because most other sports, it's not like basketball players play on different hardwood. That's all the same. Soccer players in Europe all play on really nice grass. So it's just weird to me. But that's really way above my pay grade. I don't make the money to make those decisions. But I'd love to.
Well, George, I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Why don't they have either play on natural grass or an approved surface that's synthetic?
My hands are in the air. And, I mean, guys dropping like flies. It's not just the 49ers guys taking care of, I mean, having these injuries. But I just feel bad for the youngster. And he'll be back. I get it. I know, Steiny. But, damn, I do wonder if that puts his if John Lynch is working overtime tonight to try to facilitate a trade. Because at this point, that's another body.
You know where here's where I am on injuries. Injuries, I don't blame injuries.
I don't blame. Because it's not a person.
Every team has injuries. The best teams deal with them.
Well, you're talking about depth now. Huh? You're talking about
depth. That's right.
But
that's absolutely right. I'm talking about depth. So if you lose some starters and you have depth, then you're going to be able to withstand, probably.
But it's the reason the Raptors beat the Warriors in the 19 finals, because they had no replacement for KD and Klay.
Well, that's different. I mean, you got a salary cap in the Warriors had five guys making $40 million or whatever, and then their bench, they didn't have much. But I'm just saying, if you get hurt every single year, why wouldn't your strategy then be, we have to get deeper and can't be as top heavy?
Well, you got to be perfect damn near then, Stoney, but you've done that with the quarterback position, and that's why I believe it's a big part of why this team's still 6-3. No doubt about that. You upgrade Brandon Allen, Stoney. Where would this day probably be 3-6 had he, the seven games that Mac is 5-2. It could be 2-5, and I don't want to hate on him. But the bottom line is they did just what you're talking about at the quarterback position with Mac Jones. And I do wonder, whenever he does have to return to glass slippers, if he does, and it looks like he's going to here in San Francisco, is he in his Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold phase of his career?
Haven't they also prioritized depth?
Well, they drafted a lot of young players.
They got a ton of young guys. They said goodbye to a lot of older, more expensive players. They got a better backup than last year. I mean, they have prioritized depth.
Okay, well, that's why they're 6-3 then. So it's better than it has been in the past. Like, that's the point. If they're 3-6, then clearly the players they've gotten to back up aren't as good. But
well, they were
6-11
last year.
Okay.
No, so they hit some, and the defense.
All I said is, if you get hurt every single year, why don't you make depth a point of emphasis? And Evan's saying they did. Okay, maybe that's why they're 6-3 and not 3-6. So good. I mean, then they're handling it better than any. They're handling injuries better than any other team in the league. Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. What's up, Rod? How you doing?
Hey, guys, you guys are so dynamic.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Thank you, man.
Yes, we're putting all this emphasis on Brock Purdy getting back on the field. The emphasis should be put on getting Ricky Pearsall back on that field, because he's going to take the top of that Ram defense off, and it's going to really open it up for Christian McCaffrey. He's a speed receiver that can also block, and he's a big part of that 49er offense. What do you think?
No, you're totally right. I just, Stoney, I don't know if you got the intel. Do you expect him back this week?
Who?
Pearsall. I mean, he's everything. He's talking about taking the top off the defense, especially the Rams, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about Pearsall. I have no idea about Ayuk's practice window. I have no idea about Brock Purdy. We'll probably have to wait. Like, every week, we're going to be probably waiting until Wednesday or Thursday to find out who's playing and who's not playing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Gustavo in Fairfield. Hey, Gustavo, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for putting me on, but you got to mark the tape on this, man. The EMF, the electromagnetic fields near Levi Stadium, that's the key, bro. That's affecting all the players over time. That's why we have the most injuries over like a 10-year span. Like, they have studies in Iran about how it's affecting fertility if you live within like 100 feet of these things. Bro, just mark the tape. I'm telling you.
EMF?
Find out this stuff's affecting soft tissue, bro.
Hey, what's it called? EMF?
EMF, electromagnetic field.
What? Man, what if he's onto something?
What if? I mean, can you dig him up and remove it?
I think it's radiation is what he's talking about.
Oh, I'm not really sure. George Kittle was asked about his assessment of the offense through 9 games this year. Take a listen.
We have a very good offense with the potential to be a great offense.
We have guys that, we have a veteran offense. We have guys that have played a lot of snaps together, guys who've won a lot of games together, guys who've gone through, you know, bad games together. And so I think as an offense, we're very connected, and our offense needs to score a lot of points week in and week out. That's just what it is, because we have a young defense with, you know, our two best players are out. Injuries galore kind of on the defensive side. And luckily our offense has been able to continue to score points. And, you know, when we're scoring points like today, I think we're going to have a lot of success. And then when we have 12 plays in the first half, like last week, it's going to be a really tough season. So I think there's, I don't want to say pressure. I just think there's a ton of opportunity in the offense to go out there and just score a bunch of points and have a bunch of guys involved with it. So yeah, that and, you know, Eddie P, what an absolute G. Love that guy.
You called him a G. You know, I'm looking at DeMarcus Robinson, and I'm looking at Brian Robinson Jr., Donnie. And when it was announced both those guys were going to be a part of the offense, I never once thought they were going to, shout out Jay-Z, do a takeover. But I did think, you know, they would contribute more than they had. And I know Robinson had 5 carries for 53 yards yesterday, and he was running. But when I look at him get tackled, again, this is going to sound crazy. I don't want less C-Mac. But I'm just looking at him like, man, I thought there was a possibility, and we had talked about it, to where Kyle could devise something to where both of them were on the field at the same time. Neither here nor there with my Brian Robinson Jr., but DeMarcus Robinson. Now, he hadn't been a big factor at all, didn't catch a ball yesterday. Is that shocking to you? Because I know the caller mentioned Pearsall, but I'm starting to believe until I see Pretty Ricky again, I'm going to assume he's out. But you know, Robinson had, what, 6 or 7 touchdowns last year and hasn't been featured much in this passing attack.
Maybe if they ever get Purdy back, because it's clear that Kendrick Bourne has supplanted him. I mean, Jordan Watkins is starting to play.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a –
Bourne was 2 for 34 yesterday, but not the 10 for what we saw him go off in Tampa Bay. But go ahead. I'm
but he's had 200-yard games already under with Mac Jones. As for Brian Robinson, what I think is going on is when they got Brian Robinson, they had no intention of him taking touches from McCaffrey. What they had an intention with is if McCaffrey gets hurt,
then
they still got a they still got a running back. But I mean, you tell me, you tell me why Robinson hasn't had more than 6 carries in a game or whatever it is.
What did I give you the carry total with the, what did I say, 219 or 229 for McCaffrey receptions and toting the rock? And I don't agree with it all the time, but I'm going to go a famous rapper back in the day, Stoney, KRS-One, and his first song was My Philosophy, and it's a banger. And that's Kyle's philosophy is, he's not into this load management. He's Michael Jordan, and he's not. He doesn't care what time or part of the game it is. He's riding his thoroughbreds. So I get it. It's his show. He's doing it his way. But that's what I liken to why Brian Robinson only has 41 carries and 197 yards, Donnie, because, I mean, there are some days you're like, man, that dude's a load. It's hard for other guys to break, you know, take him down, especially later on in games. But that can't be too big of a critique if, again, the coach is not giving them carries because McCaffrey's so great, man. And McCaffrey, he's Iron Man right now.
Yeah, Robinson's averaging about 4.5 carries per game. And, again, I think what's going on with McCaffrey is they wanted to use him a lot. Now, I don't know if they wanted to use him this much.
But, boy.
But I think, look, it's no secret that the 49ers didn't have McCaffrey last year, and they weren't very good. There's a lot of people that think McCaffrey's the MVP on this team, offense included and defense included. Mm-hmm. And so if he is your MVP and you're a coach like Kyle Shanahan, I think part of you thinks every time I don't run McCaffrey, I'm giving the ball to somebody who's not as good. Mm-hmm. So I just think he's going to have to spell him here and there. And I feel like this year I've seen McCaffrey more than ever,
right?
Like run to the sidelines after a second down play. But this is the way I think it's going to be, and I think one of the reasons it's going to be this way, one of the reasons it's this way is obviously because of all the injuries. So if they ever get guys back, would it lessen a little? Maybe, but I'm not necessarily sure Robinson then would get more touches for it, for instance.
Yeah. And again, we talked about the what was the record he has? 16th time he's got a rushing and passing touchdown in the same game, McCaffrey. So that's more than the great Marshall Faulk. So, I mean, he's up there in that stratosphere. So how dare I clamor, and I'm not, Steinie, but I'm just wondering for down the road, is McCaffrey or any other star going to benefit from getting a spell? But like you said, I've noticed him putting up the hand, but he's doing so much coming to get that breather before going back in.
Yeah, this is Mac Jones on Brian Robinson Jr. and what he's bringing to the table.
He's the man. I know he's been kind of itching to get a chance, you know, and we've talked about it. Nothing bad, but just like, I'm like, stay ready, dude. It's coming. You know, Christian's just done a great job. And I was like, your day's coming. You know, I said that last week and this week. So he's done a good job just taking it day by day and attacking the line of scrimmage, knowing what to do. He's just more comfortable and looks like, you know, how he did in college, to be honest.
I mean, he's got to tell him, like, not that Brian's getting down. It's just like, dude, you got Steph Curry in front of you, bro. It's coming. Keep your head up, Steinie. It's got to be hard, man.
I mean, the other thing is I got to assume Robinson learning a whole new offense.
Yeah.
And now we're halfway through the year, so maybe it's a case of he'll get a little more and more of a role as the season goes on, as he gets more comfortable. Yeah.
But this is a less of a role that he's probably ever had, even though DC had got funky. You know, he was featured a bit, so this is kind of just being on ice, you know?
They got McCaffrey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And they're using him.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, 49ers got some bad news today. Mykel Williams did suffer an ACL tear yesterday, so he's going to miss the remainder of the season. Their rookie defender.
Yeah.
Going to miss the rest of the year.
And again, Stoney, he wasn't putting up just gaudy numbers or Reggie White type of stuff, but he was learning, getting that experience, and also helping in doing so. So, I mean, again, it's just, if you're a Niner fan, it's like, here we go again. Can you just win a game and not have to worry about, you know, Bosa being out? Or
well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, I'll give you a one.
You know,
but every win, it's just
I'm not
like,
worried about Fred Warner getting hurt anymore.
You know? It's like going in for a kiss, but putting up your Duke's garden from getting sucker punched. That's just how it is with the Niners this year. Every win comes at an expense. You look like you were what? I've never seen that face from you.
Kiss or sucker punch? I just didn't.
Well, I was in a toxic relationship. Her name was Jen, and this is how it would be. I was young, but also got my Dukes up because we were good and bad for each other.
This is Christian McCaffrey on Brian Robinson Jr.
It was awesome, man. He runs so hard, and it feels like this whole season it's just been, you could tell he's itching and might not be the way he wants it to be right now. But to have him is huge for me. It means a lot to me. He pushes me. And the way he runs, if we can continue to kind of get that flow of the game in there, man, I'm really excited. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a guy to have a better attitude to come into work every day and to have that mindset and to keep pushing. So I'm really pumped he's in our room, and I think it's only going to get better.
Way to double back. It's a great job of doubling back, man. By Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he did it.
Because clearly Robinson is unhappy.
Nah.
Yes, he is.
He's being a professional.
He's unhappy. He's unhappy. Here's Christian McCaffrey.
It was awesome, man. He runs so hard, and it feels like this whole season it's just been, you could tell he's itching and might not be the way he wants it to be right now. But to have him is huge for me. It means a lot to me. He pushes me. And the way he runs, if we can continue to kind of get that flow of the game in there, man, I'm really excited. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a guy to have a better attitude to come into work every day and to have that mindset and to keep pushing. So I'm really pumped he's in our room, and I think it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I love it. Brian Robinson is not happy.
Niners got some good dudes.
He's not happy, but he's handling it perfectly.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
No, I got you. He
wants to play more.
And speaking of which, we saw Jordan Watkins get on the field, Stoney. I mean, that was a sight for sore eyes. We keep talking about Ricky Pearsall, and I know they're different. But, man, he was able to get out there and contribute. So I sit here and wonder, as they're 6-3, Stoney, if that day does come, and we've been making a lot, and rightfully so, of today's show about Mac and Brock. But the bottom line is, if you do get Pearsall and somehow Ayuk's window is open and you get Purdy back, I mean, man, how lethal and how much of this experience from all the others. I mean, I feel like we talk about the Warriors, who's in or out, who's losing minutes. I mean, that you would have a plethora of dudes that can make plays at any given time.
Yeah, but I also
but
don't
that's not
think,
the case now today.
But I also don't think that the offensive line is going to play as well as it did yesterday for the rest of the season. I think their offensive line is a weakness. And
that's probably a safe bet.
They'll get beat. You know, their offensive line will probably get him beat a few more times this year.
But it didn't get him beat against the Rams in L.A. Go figure.
Yeah.
Or Seattle in Seattle.
How many good games has the offensive line had out of nine?
Well, Atlanta was, I'm going to say, two of the last three. How about that? I thought Atlanta was a good one.
Okay.
Houston, that was bad. That was an F. And then this one.
I mean.
Two or three, Stoney.
This is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. I said I think something's just a little fishy. I think this is kind of what I meant right from the 925. I feel like we're all dancing around the elephant in the room.
Which is
Mac is just as good as Purdy.
Okay, that's not a shocker what do you do with that information? And we're going to find out what the Niners are going to do with it. And right now, it's not at a crossroads. Shout out Bone Thugs. Because one of the quarterbacks is not healthy enough to resume his starting duties. But that day is going to come, Stoney. I believe here sooner than later where a decision, shout out LeBron, is going to have to be made.
And you know what? Brock Purdy better be good.
And that is why I said Mac quietly has, do I dare say, raised the bar? Because Brock can't be Jacksonville Brock. He was bad that game. Come on. And he earned it. Gave it, said, you know what, Snotty, you stunk, but that was because your toe was hurt. But, like, I don't know how many more of those you get.
He should get no more of those. He should get no more of those. He should get one more quarter of that. Nah, maybe a game.
A half.
Maybe a game. The Warrior Summit, ladies and gentlemen, is happening this week. In fact, on Thursday, November 6th, we're going to be live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again, discussing another Warrior season. And we're going to do it a little differently this time around. We're going to be 9 games into the season. So the Warriors have 2 more games tomorrow and Wednesday. They play Phoenix and then the Sacramento Kings. And then Thursday we'll have the Summit coming off of that back-to-back. And Willard and Dibbs, they are going to be there from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts are going to join from 4 to 6. We've done a bunch of these. We love them. We love to have you guys out there. And this time it's going to be at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. And that segment was also brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.